Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are on day 29, Me and My Guitar, part one, because I have several stories about my guitar. It actually didn't start with a guitar, but with a tiny ukulele. I don't remember where it came from, but it had a little book with it with chords in it, and that's all I needed. For hours on Colonial Avenue, I would sit on the side porch and play. It was my escape from the turmoil inside the house, and I loved it. Later, Mama got me a guitar when we lived on Memorial Drive. She got it with S&H green stamps. Now, probably people don't even know what that is anymore, but they were stamps that people used to collect by buying groceries, gas, and a lot of other things. Somehow, Mama got enough to buy me or to trade in for a very cheap K guitar. That was the brand name, the K. It was small, hard to play, and sounded a little thin, if you know what I mean by that. But I loved it. The strings were so tight, I could barely push them down to make a chord. It didn't matter, though. I figured it out. For those who play guitar, you'll understand when I say that I couldn't bar the E and B strings on the first fret to play an F chord. They were just too tight. I had to use two fingers to push down that E and B string, and I still play the F chord that way today. Anyway, I loved it because it gave me an excuse to hide in my room and not be around Daddy, and I would get lost in the music and be free. Every night when Mama would come say goodnight, I'd play a song for her. One that I had learned just that day. Now, when I say learned it, I meant that she would have to hold a note as long as it took me to change my finger position for the new chord. So you can imagine, on top of old smoke, while I'm changing my chord, key, all covered in snow, as I'm changing to another chord. Mama was very patient. After Daddy left, Mama could afford a slightly better guitar, which I got the first Christmas without him. It was a full size, but I don't really remember if it even had a brand name. All I knew was it was a step up from my K guitar, and that was great. I also learned to play the banjo, which somehow she got me. And every night in Greenville, I would sit on the front porch of the Mead Street house and play my guitar and banjo. Later, I found out an older couple who lived a few houses down and across the street would come out and sit on their porch to listen to me every night as I played. I was serenading them and didn't even know it. Music was an escape for me, and even though Daddy was gone, it was my quiet place, my place of bliss, where nothing else mattered. The summer of my first year in college, I worked at a factory that my stepfather, Swede, owned with another man. This was a great summer job, mainly because it convinced me that I had to finish college and have a better life. I was wiring electric motors. Now, in northern Kentucky, where this factory was, they don't say wire. They say war. So I was warring electric motors and hooking them up to a power source, which wasn't really hard once they showed me. But it did mean getting a lot of grease worked down into my fingers. I would come home every day, go down into the basement, and take a scrub brush and Clorox bleach and scrub my fingers until they were clean. Now, why did I do this? Well, we would take a 15-minute break mid-morning and a 15-minute break mid-afternoon. And I would sit with these guys who had started at the factory when they were 17, 18 years old and now were 30, 40, and 50 years old, and their hands were black. You couldn't get the grease out at that point. It wasn't even worth trying. So I scrubbed my hands every day and swore I would finish college and get a better job. The point of all this was at the end of the summer, I had enough money to go to Cincinnati, which was not far away from where we lived in Northern Kentucky. And I would buy my clothes for the new year at college, and more importantly, a brand new Yamaha acoustic guitar. I was in heaven. The sound quality was beyond great, and I was set. The guitar played like a dream. When I was in high school, I used to come home and take my old guitar, listen to records, and figure out the chords to the songs and play along. The group Peter, Paul, and Mary were very popular back then, and we had an album by them, so I'd put that album on, listen to the song, figure out the chords, and then I would play along without missing a beat. I'll tell you an amazing story about them later, but for now, this is how I learned to really play the guitar. Mama's mother was Nana, that's what we called her, and she was a music teacher. So maybe that's where I got my musical talent, I'm really not sure. We used to also sing in the car when we traveled with Mama because there wasn't much on the radio, and she liked to sing. And I was in the church choir for as long as I could remember. So music's been a big part of my life and eventually took me down some amazing paths. But that's a story for another day.